This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And I know for a lot of us, our trees are very important to us. And this is a big weekend in the tree community, and it's a good time of year to plant a new tree. So that's why I wanted to talk to the folks at Tree Folks. And joining me now is Andrew Smiley, who is the head of Tree Folks, treefolks.org. And they've got an exciting award show coming up this weekend. But first, Andrew, I want to just get an overview. I've known the name Tree Folks for a long, long time here in town, but I don't know what it is that you guys do. What is the mission of Tree Folks?
Thanks for having us on today. We like to say that Tree Folks is all about the trees, and it's all about the folks. So really, our mission is to build community by planting and caring for trees, bringing folks together to plant trees, care for trees, celebrate trees. And we've been doing that for about 33 years here in Austin.
Wow, really?
Started out with just a few friends having a conversation around a bonfire during a winter solstice event. They decided that, hey, you know, if we want to save the earth, we ought to start here, and we ought to start by planting trees. And what started as just this group of friends has now grown into a regional approach to combating climate change and rebuilding our urban tree canopy.
First off, I would think, just looking out the window, driving in my neighborhood, as communities go, Austin and Central Texas, pretty good for trees compared to some places like, I don't know, Lubbock.
Yeah, you know, I would agree with you that that we have pretty good green space, pretty good tree cover in a lot of parts of the city. But, you know, there are some parts of the city that have been newly developed or that are transitioning from agriculture land into neighborhoods where there is a lot less tree cover. And those are the areas that we focus on, is working with neighborhoods with less tree canopy. And a lot of neighborhoods that don't really have the resources they need to address that issue by themselves. So that's where Tree Folk steps in.
Drives me crazy when you see a new home development and they basically scrape the earth and take down the existing, and they may be scrub oaks. I'm specifically thinking of a new neighborhood down out on 71, and it's just like they cut down everything to make it easier, I guess, to build houses, and then they'll plant a whole different kind of tree than what was native to that hillside. That's got to be frustrating for you.
Oh, absolutely. It is so much more preferable to preserve an existing tree than to plant a new one and wait decades for it to provide the benefits that a mature tree does. And, you know, we used to say that the definition of a neighborhood is a place where they cut down all the trees and then go name the streets after them.
Yeah.
It is frustrating, but you know that's our opportunity to step in and plant the trees, but also educate folks about the importance of trees. And it's never felt more urgent in Central Texas to have more trees than it feels right now. You know, with the summer that we just had, mm-hmm. with the climate-related Arctic blast from a couple of years ago, you know, just we're really feeling the effects of it. So it's pretty vital for us to expand our work these days.
I'm very fortunate. We have a relatively small lot, but a lot of trees on it. Let's say I bought a new house and it doesn't have anything and I'm starting from scratch and I don't know the right kind of tree to plant. Can Tree Folks help me?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a whole host of native and native adapted trees that we actually give away to folks in the community. We distribute about 5,000, 6,000 trees every year. Wow. To residents. And then we also provide education, information about the whole idea of the right tree in the right place. So selecting the right species and how to plant it and how to take care of it. So yeah, that's all part of what we do. We even work with larger scale landowners in a 10 county region doing multi-acre reforestation work. So yeah, homeowners can definitely find resources at Tree Folks, as can larger landowners that are looking to reforest floodplain land, mm-hmm. all around Central Texas.
Treefolks.org is where you get the information on this. But I didn't know you gave away trees. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
But as a nonprofit, people have to make donations so that you can get those trees.
They do indeed. We've got a lot of partners, some partnerships with folks at our offices at the city of Austin, with other county governments. But then we also get a lot of funding from grants. And then we partner with a bunch of local businesses like Austin FC, which is one of our favorite partners to do stuff with. Circuit of the Americas is another one. And then a lot of smaller local businesses. But you know, for me, it is those individual donations that mean the most because they're attached mm-hmm. to a person that very likely will have a tree story they want to tell, or that'll get a tree and create a tree story down the line. So yeah, those donations are pretty important.
Well, that's pretty appropriate that Austin FC with a tree in their logo is supporting tree folks. That's
yeah,
cool.
Totally. You know, I've just been impressed at how they've embraced our whole community and tree folks being a part of it. It does seem a natural fit. And yeah, we've had a lot of fun planting trees with them all over the city, really.
Talking with Andrew Smiley of Tree Folks. And they're at treefolks.org. Biggest mistake that people in Central Texas make when putting trees into their yard?
Good question. If I had to pick one big mistake, I would say that they're not choosing the right tree for the right spot. Planting a tree under a power line that's going to eventually grow into that power line. Yeah. Planting a tree too close to the house, too close to another tree. So that's a pretty common one. I think also we got to make sure we're planting trees at the right time of year. Trees like cold weather and they like the rain. So they would be pretty happy getting in the ground today, but not so much in August.
There's some people redoing a house down the street from me and they were putting a new tree in the front yard in August. And I drove by and I thought, oh, this is not going to go well.
Oh, man.
But again, you offer education to people about this, the right tree to plant, where to plant it. And this is a good tree planting time right now.
Oh, this is a great tree planting time. We've got about 15 tree planting projects coming up in the city of Austin that folks can volunteer to help with. And then, of course, we have our tree adoption events where we give away all the trees and teach people how to plant them. So tons of ways for folks to get involved this time of year.
And this Saturday afternoon on the 5th of November, it's back by popular demand. It's the Tree of the Year Awards.
It is indeed. I heard the drum roll in the background. It does deserve that kind of an announcement.
Well, you know, there's the Golden there's the Golden Globes,
right?
The Oscars, the Emmys, yep. And Tree of the Year.
And then we have Tree of the Year. It's right up there. So, in fact, I need to pick up my tux from the cleaners yes. for the award ceremony tomorrow. Just kidding. I just need to knock some dirt off my hiking boots.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kevin, I would be remiss if I did not wish you a very happy Texas Arbor Day, which is the first Friday in November every year. So this is indeed
as we're
Texas
taking,
Arbor Day.
Why is it November 4th? Because this is the optimum time for planting trees? I would
because guess. This is the best time for planting trees. The National Arbor Day is in April, but for us, that's just a little too late for tree planting.
Sure.
So, Kevin, we decide here in Texas to do our own things quite often and do it our own way. So Arbor Day is one of the things that we've taken upon ourselves to reinterpret.
So how does I know that the Tree of the Year Awards were gone for a decade and came back. What is a tree or its owner?
Its handler.
handler. What does a tree have to do to become considered for Tree of the Year?
Yeah. So, well, previously the Tree of the Year Awards were very technical. The nominees were judged by professional arborists and foresters, and the winners were determined to be the best examples of their particular species. And it was just all really burdensome for the folks that were running the show. So it kind of fizzled out. Now it has come back as, let's just call it a popularity contest. Anybody can nominate a tree when the nomination period is open. Anybody can nominate a tree for the award. And once the nomination period closes, then it's up to public vote. So anybody can also vote on their favorite tree of the year in all the different categories that we have.
Now, the trees can't really attend the award ceremony.
The trees themselves cannot, which actually is part of the point of the Tree Awards is that we want people to get out and go visit these trees and just really develop an appreciation for nature and appreciation for these individual trees. So by awarding these trees and really providing them that level of extreme notoriety and fame, we expect that folks will be out and about enjoying their trees and maybe even learn a little something in the process.
Can trees be nominated that are in public spaces? Because I'm thinking of a couple of oaks in particular, ancient majestic oaks that are in the neighborhood park just down the street from me, and they're just fantastic trees. The nomination process is over for this year, but could they be nominated?
Yeah, it's over for this year, but we actually do focus on trees that are in public spaces or that are publicly accessible so that people can actually go and visit them. You know, I've got some pretty nice trees on my yard, but I wouldn't in my yard, but I wouldn't want people tromping through, you know, gawking at them at all hours of the day. So we really do focus on those publicly accessible trees.
And all the information about the Tree of the Year Awards, which is this Saturday afternoon. What park is it in?
It'll be at Dottie Jordan Park, which is up in Northeast Austin, just off Loyola Lane.
Okay. And all the information is at treefolks.org. Also, there's a whole lot of, as you mentioned, tree planting events where people can just volunteer and probably learn a little bit about planting trees while they're helping y'all.
You know, the lifeblood of the organization really is the community engagement with volunteers. I mentioned earlier, it's all about the trees and it's all about the folks. Hey, we can find the trees. We can get the trees. We've got them at our property out on Hornsby Bend, but it's the folks that help get the trees in the ground, that help make sure those trees are set up to thrive.
You talked about giving people trees to plant and showing them how to plant. And you concentrate on native plants because sometimes people want a fast growing tree and that may not be a native tree. And then that doesn't really have the lifespan, I should say, of a native tree that has adapted over thousands and thousands of years to live here. What if you could just name a couple of trees that you would suggest people look at if they're looking to have a good long-term tree that's supposed to be growing in Texas, in Central Texas, what would they be?
Yeah, so for shade trees, we really like the cedar elm. We try to remind folks that it is an elm tree. It just so happens to have the name cedar, so it does not contribute to cedar fever. The cedar elm, really good, large shade tree. We also really like Mexican sycamores and several of the oaks, including bur oak that makes nice big acorns. Mm-hmm. We also encourage folks to plant pecan trees, even though they'll drop limbs every now and then. So don't plant it over a driveway. But pecan trees make great shade and provide some good food. And then for folks without a lot of space, if you don't have room for a tree that's going to get, you know, 80 feet tall, we have mountain laurels. There are buckeyes, Mexican buckeyes. We have red buds that do really well here. So we've got a tree for everybody.
But you also still have to be cautious about, like you said before, getting too close to the house, because that's not only could the tree endanger the home, we had to take one down. Also, you have to be aware of fire danger. You don't want to plant too close to the house because we are in a very precarious situation as far as fire danger here. So you teach people about that too, I would imagine.
We do, yeah. The weather conditions in general, we seem to go from flash flood to flash drought and back again, you know, in a heartbeat. And so yeah, we do have to teach folks about all sorts of different scenarios, weather conditions, and you know, along with the trees that we distribute, we will send reminders via text or email to tree recipients about, hey, don't forget to water your tree. Don't forget to lay down an extra layer of mulch. You know, other reminders throughout the year for good tree care. But yeah, it's all those little specifics that you know, that we provide education around. And you know, for those of us who may not want to read or listen, we have it all illustrated in little pamphlets too. So we've got the graphic novel version of proper tree planting.
Hey, I've got one more question specifically about a certain kind of tree, because we're getting perilously close now to cedar season, which strikes a large percentage of people in Central Texas. And that's the cedar tree, or mountain juniper is the correct name, isn't it?
Yeah. We actually have a bunch of different trees. The ash juniper is one that's commonly blamed for our cedar fever.
Is there value in that ash juniper? Because I know that, again, down in my neighborhood park, you see a bunch of the what we call cedar trees surrounding an oak. I've heard that they just suck up all the water away from the oak. And then if you go out in the country, you see a ranch sometimes where they've gotten rid of all of the cedar and it's just oaks and elms, and it looks so nice. Is there any value of this damn cedar tree?
Yeah. So the damn cedar tree does have some positive qualities to it. Folks often ask, you know, they'll call up and say, "Hey, we want to cut down all these cedar trees, and then we want to come back and plant something that is evergreen, that's drought tolerant, that's native, and is going to create a nice screen between me and the road. What should I plant?" And we tell them, "Well, replant those cedar trees."
Yeah.
So in certain places, they can be pretty good trees. We also recommend to folks, if you don't have other trees on a piece of property, cutting down all the cedars is not the way to go. That just opens up the land to erosion from wind and from rain. And it just, it eliminates all of the cooling effect and everything that the trees provide. So better to do it incrementally. If you just decide that you want to replace your cedar trees, better to, you know, segment out a little area, remove some trees and plant more, and just do it a little bit at a time. So you're not just clear cutting and
right. Have a plan.
Have a plan. And, you know, we say there are no bad trees. They're just people with attitudes. I mean, no offense to the people that actually suffer from cedar fever, but, you know.
Right. Well, I've learned some things here, and I know I can learn even more on your website, treefolks.org. I definitely need to check out more about that, because I lost a post oak. I know they're very sensitive, and I've got another one that I can't afford to lose. So again, I was advised on that you really should have a certified arborist work on your trees, not just anybody that drives by and leaves their card in your front door.
That's right. Yeah, the certified arborists are the folks who really know their stuff. And in fact, we have several certified arborists on our staff, and we consult with others around the area. In fact, at our tree adoption event that's coming up on November the 12th, we will have certified arborists on staff or on site to answer people's tree questions. And we have a few certified arborists that come out for our tree planting. We've got one coming up on the 11th of November. So a good opportunity to learn hands-on and talk with some of the arborists that we work with.
Well, I need to do that. And this is, again, the perfect time of year to be dealing with trees, whether planting new ones or taking care of those old ones. Andrew Smiley with Tree Folks, thank you very much for taking the time, and have a great time at the triumphant return of the Tree of the Year Awards.
Well, thanks a lot, Kevin. We appreciate it. And we'll hope to see you down at a tree planting sometime soon.
Again, that is Andrew Smiley with Tree Folks, and all the information we talked about is at treefolks.org. I'm Kevin Connor. Your comments on today's program or suggestions for topics you would like to hear addressed on future episodes of the Regional Report are always welcome at studio@sunradio.com.